and I will raise him up at the last day. A question I'd like to answer today is why we wear black and why our celebration of the Mass seems so somber when we could wear white or purple or something that we're more used to. Why has, after all, black has fallen out of favor in our modern world and the modern Catholic Church included? And perhaps one of the reasons for that is simply because darkness is real, and we don't fully recognize the light unless we can also recognize the reality of darkness. There's a famous vision of Saint Benedict that is recorded for us. And we understand that darkness, before I go into his vision, which some of you may have heard of this before, of course, darkness is in many ways analogous to death. And so if we're celebrating the ultimate resurrection of the dead, we might say, well, where is the light of God in this darkness that we acknowledge today? By the way, I mean, if you notice that there's other aspects of a Requiem Mass that acknowledges a certain aspect of darkness besides the color. There's less color in the way the Mass is chanted, more monotone. There's less incense that comes. So there's ways where darkness is acknowledged today. But now back to that vision of Saint Benedict. It's recorded for us like this. In the dead of night, he had a vision. It was the dead of night. And the world was dark in this vision that he had because it was the dead of night. There was no light shining on that world. But then the whole world was gathered up before his eyes in what appeared to be a single ray of light. And so what this did for him, as we unpack this vision that he had, is that he saw the world subsumed in this light of eternity. Now, one conclusion for this would be that the world in all its darkness loses its significance in the light of that which will not end. Eternity, which is light. But that's not the conclusion that he had. For the world, yes, in light of, in comparison to this much greater light, the world in comparison seemed small. But does that mean it was less significant in his mind? No. It meant that it was more significant. That eternity would care to shine upon this world and envelop it in its light. It means that this world matters. And this world, which continues to have darkness, matters. And so does the plight of all those who experience it. And so this had an effect on Saint Benedict, where knowing that his goal is eternity, and having a foretaste of this eternity, the world for him did not become less significant, but the world in all its problems became more significant, worthy of the light of eternity, and worthy of raising up to that light, to lifting up in that hope. So for him, what was dark, what is truly dark, became luminous. And so in light of this, our readings help us to understand why it's important to acknowledge darkness in order to recognize light. For in our reading of wisdom, we talk about those who have departed. And there's a certain darkness that is inherent in this. If they're departed, then they are dark to us. And today, when we use this reading, and we celebrate the fact that those who have departed this life are no longer visible to us, we understand what our prayers today are intended to accomplish. As we are in the church militant, we are interceding on behalf of those who are in the church expectant. And if they are in the church expectant, then we are expecting that they will be in the church triumphant. That is an ultimate reality which is assured. Yes, assisted by our prayers, but is assured. And so it's in light of this darkness that we can appreciate all the more that they will shine forth and will run like sparks through the stubble. If you can imagine stubble, something that is you see the stubble, the brown stubble after the farmer has cut off what was previously green stalks, can easily be sparked, and a wildfire can run through that very quickly. In light of this, this is a positive image, that they will run like sparks through stubble and govern nations and rule over peoples. That's the destiny of those we intercede for today. But the darkness reminds us to intercede for them so that this reality will be true. God uses us to this end. So yes, what is dark becomes more significant to us in light of the eternity, more urgently demanding of our attention. And so likewise in our reading from Romans, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? How can we appreciate what follows, the resurrection of life, if we don't take some time to park and acknowledge the baptism into death? It's through this death that we have newness of life. How can we appreciate one form of life that becomes renewed into a greater life if we don't see the valley of death in between? If we don't acknowledge that, if we don't take a moment to appreciate that. And then, likewise, in our gospel reading today, Jesus says, regarding those who have departed, who have become dark to us, that I will raise him up at the last day. If we just celebrate today and gloss it over with white, which has its own appropriate symbolism, it's not wrong, but why having dark black vestments today is also appropriate is so that we can acknowledge the fact that that last day has not happened yet. It is yet to come. To appreciate that there is a greater light that we will not experience yet in this life. And to not gloss it over can have an effect of having us long and more appreciate that which is guaranteed, but yet which is beyond our imagining, which is beyond what any white vestments can point to. Because we truly do still at times walk through the valley of death. So we talked about this vision of Saint Benedict, and it was a Benedictine prioress. Her name is Sister Benedictine McLaughlin in Vermont, who said, in light of this vision of Saint Benedict, she said, death lost its finality and found its place and the greater vision of God's loving plan. That's what we're acknowledging today. But in order to long for that finality, that greater vision of God's loving plan, we acknowledge that which we experience, which is at times darkness. And so it is as well that Jesus wept. He wept when Lazarus died, knowing that he would raise him up only moments later. But the reality of darkness still brought tears to his eyes. Now understand that grief is not acknowledging darkness as he did right then, does not make him any less whole. Jesus was holy, which means he was whole. There was no lack in him. So grief, acknowledging darkness, is not necessarily a bad thing, especially if our incarnate Lord embraced it. So we more fully embrace the human experience. We more fully embrace the experience of our incarnate Lord when we take a moment to park and acknowledge the reality of death, which is worthy of grief. And anyone who's experienced the loss of a loved one knows that if you don't park there, if you don't take time to acknowledge loss, you will never have healing in this life. You must go through that valley to have healing. And that's what this Mass does for us. It brings us to a place of greater healing by acknowledging the reality of the wounds of a fallen world that will certainly be healed. And that is what we embrace today. So let's acknowledge the reality of a world that will be subsumed in that greater light that St. Benedict saw. Acknowledge that God cares for your wounds. He cares about your darkness enough to acknowledge it. And it matters. It is significant because God will embrace it in that eternal light, that light which will have no end beyond what we can see in our lifetime. Let us confess this and truly celebrate that today.